time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning is our school district update, and joining us, we have a crew from Helper Middle School. First, we're going to be talking to Principal Robert Bradley and Sophie Arrieta. Principal Bradley, Sophie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here.
Principal Bradley, we're going to start with you. How are things going? I mean, we're getting close to the end of the school year. How are things going at Helper Middle right now?
Incredible. We are just honestly grateful that we have been able to be in session, in person, this whole year. So as we come to the end of the school year, we're able to do things as normal as we possibly could or ever have been able to. We've got certainly our end-of-year testing that's going on. We have our track that's occurring. We have our end-of-year celebrations. All of these things are going on as we get ready to wrap up the school year, and we're just excited for it to come to a close.
And it's probably been pretty neat and pretty nice to have a normal school year.
It has. Honestly, as normal as we could possibly have hoped for. And as we look at what it has looked like at the rest of the state level, man, we are in such good shape.
And every time I've talked to an administrator or a teacher with the district, it's like Carbon District has been so fortunate this year with the way things have rolled and keeping students in class and being able to have kids there. It's been a great, great thing this year for them.
We have. And honestly, the only thing we could ask even more of our students is to just take our end of level testing seriously. As we look at where we could be compared to the rest of the state, we have the potential of leading the state in achievement and in growth for our students in what they've learned this year. So we hope that they take it serious as they take these tests.
And that's great. That's awesome to be able to hear that. All right. As far as end of year things and fun things that we get to do, it seems like every year Helper Middle does some kind of a play at the end of the year. This year is no different, and that's why Sophie is here. Sophie, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, Sophie, let's talk about, you're in the play up there. What is the play?
It's basically The Little Mermaid. I don't know what else to say about it other than that. It's, you know, Ariel becomes a human, goes on land, and yada, yada, yada.
Now, is this a play, or is there music in it? Do you get to sing?
Yes, there is music. Some of the actors will get to sing, yeah.
Okay, who are you in the show?
I'm Odessa. It's technically Ursula, the main villain. We had to change the name because of copyright, you know.
Uh-huh. And so how fun has this been for you? Is this something, like a lot of people get started in theater at a really young age, and then it kind of bites them and they carry it through. Is this something that you're going to continue to do, you think, or is this just a one-time thing because it was fun?
This is definitely something I'm going to continue to do. Actually, how I got started with it was kind of an interesting story, but yeah, it is fun, and yeah, I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, if it's an interesting story, we should hear about it.
Basically, during my sixth grade year for the first play, The Nutcracker, I had to take it, like, go in last minute as one of the lesser roles, I guess. And then from there, I just kind of kept doing it, basically.
Well, so it's just been fun, and you want to keep doing it.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, once you get bit, you got to keep doing it. You just do it. Just sticks with you. So when is the show going to be, and is this something that's just for, like, students or parents are going to be involved in it, and they can come to it as well?
It's on May 25th. I don't remember the time, but I'm not sure. They haven't really decided if they're going to, like, give out tickets. I'm pretty sure they're going to give out tickets to the actors, and then they're going to invite who they want to invite.
Okay. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. We'll be looking forward to that. All right. Now we're going to bring in Brad and Leah Sweeney. They are some history buffs. Brad has got the history bug in him, and it's just been a lot of fun for him. They participated in History Fair Plus. They're going to be hanging out in some pretty rarefied air for the state of Utah. So, Brad, Leah, thank you for joining us this morning. How are we?
I'm doing good.
Brad, you were here last year because you had a history fair project that went. How far did that go last year?
That went to nationals. I was actually, I'm pretty sure, a finalist in the nationals competition. Unfortunately, I didn't place, but it was still an amazing experience.
Absolutely would be. Now, this year, you got to do something with your sister.
Yep.
And it brings up so many questions. First and foremost, how was it to work with a sibling on your project, and what was your project about?
Well, our project was about the Bear River Massacre. If you haven't heard it, it was up in southeastern Idaho, where the U.S. Army massacred a band of Indians. And when it comes to the question how we worked together, sometimes it was good, other times it was bad. But in the end, we came together and we worked really good together.
This wasn't like a normal group project where you never get to see the people that are in your group. you had, you know, the opportunity to make sure that the project and even Leah got to make sure that all the work was getting done as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how far has this one gone? Now, I hear you guys get to go somewhere really neat with this one. So let's talk about that.
Okay, so our project moved on
Okay, just start over from with our project.
Yep.
Just start from there.
So our project made it onto the national competition again. We were state champions this year. And our project has also was nominated and selected to be shown in the Smithsonian Museum of American History. And so if I'm correct, we were one out of three projects chosen for this. So
across the state?
Across the country.
Across the country. How cool is that? And so do you get a trip to go to the Smithsonian and be there with it or no?
Unfortunately not because of COVID.
Oh, man, that's darn it. All right, so Leah, Brad's been doing all the talking. So let's talk to you a little bit about it now. How was it working with your brother on this project?
Kind of confusing. He was working on stuff and he never told me what he was working on.
Oh, she's throwing you under the bus, Brad.
Uh-huh.
But it was also kind of exciting at the same time.
And so
I actually got to do something with him.
Well, that's fun. And at the end of the day, is this history fair thing, is it something that you're going to keep continuing to do as well?
Yes.
Now,
doing history fair.
Do I hear another group project in the works or no?
Probably not for the next couple of years because we'll be in different divisions.
Right. Because you're eighth grade, you're moving on to the high school?
Yes.
And then what grade are you in, Leah?
Sixth.
Okay. So you got 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's going to give her 2 years of experience to get better.
Yes.
And you is the same. So I expect to hear great things from you guys in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Brad and Leah, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck. And that is an outstanding achievement as far as the Smithsonian. That's too bad you don't get to go, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, now we're going to bring Mr. Bradley back in. We have a little housekeeping issue going on that we need to let people know about up at Helper Middle School, because if you don't realize it, Helper Middle School is under some serious construction right now.
I'd be surprised if people don't realize it now. And if they're really interested, they can check out the Helper Middle School Facebook page. We have posted updates. If they go to the posts and just type in chapters, then they're going to see all 14 chapters so far of photos of the construction and how it's progressed, including a really large, giant retaining wall in the back. And they've already got concrete floor and are starting to raise some of the walls. So there's a lot going on, but you can't see it from the street. And the real difficulty with that is Uinta Street is not that big. And as we get into the summer, once school ends, that street is going to start filling up with workers and parking all along the side. So if at all possible, we certainly request that people avoid that street and just choose an alternate route. It'll just make congestion on there a little bit easier. Additionally, we wanted to make people aware that the school is not going to be accessible through the summer as there's going to be quite a bit of construction on the inside. This pretty much is the same thing at Carbon High as well. They are also going to be closed during the summer, so there won't be anybody there to be able to help you out if you have questions. So certainly an email to the office, to me, the principal, Bradley Art, carbonschools.org. I check that pretty frequently. Would certainly help if you have questions.
All right. I can think the only question that might arise for people is, you know, what does this mean for like football practices when they get ready to roll and volleyball gym and things like that? What are they going to do for that?
So we will be sending out notifications to parents. If you're a parent of a student at the school, be sure that your contact information is correct on your child's account. You can check that out by looking through their SIS account, your own parent SIS account. You can go to carbonschools.org and select from the menu and look at SIS Aspire. You have a login there. Be sure that that information is correct. The reason to do that is we'll be sending out notifications through our app that will get text messages to parents. We'll also post those on Facebook and on the school's website so that as those events come about, whether we have to realign them or choose a different location because certain things aren't available at the time, we'll make sure people are aware of dates and places.
All right. Principal Bradley, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm going to tell you now because I won't see you again until, you know, the next year. Have a great summer. And before you know it, it's going to be August, unfortunately.
We are already planning for it.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in today and bringing the kids with you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.